This is Unit 27 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Де ви живете, пане Томпсон?
В Америці, в штаті Каліфорнія.
А де в Каліфорнії? Можливо, в Сан-Франциско?
Недалеко від Сан-Франциско. В місті Берклі. А ви з Києва, Марина Давидівна?
Ні, я з Москви. Я росіянка.
А тепер ви живете і працюєте в Києві, чи не так?
Так, в Києві.
А ви любите Москву?
Так, дуже люблю. Це красиве, історичне і сучасне місто.
Listen to it again.
Де ви живете, пане Томпсон?
В Америці. В штаті Каліфорнія.
А де в Каліфорнії? Можливо, в Сан-Франциско?
Недалеко від Сан-Франциско. В місті Берклі. А ви з Києва, Марина Давидівна?
Ні, я з Москви. Я росіянка.
А тепер ви живете і працюєте в Києві, чи не так?
Так, в Києві.
А ви любите Москву?
Так, дуже люблю. Це красиве, історичне і сучасне місто.
Do you remember how to ask, where do you live?
Де ви живете?
Here's the word for an American state. Listen and repeat.
Штат. Штат.
Here's the word for city. Listen and repeat.
Місто. Місто.
How do you say city?
Місто.
And what is the word for state?
Штат.
Suppose you're an American in Kiev, coming from California. Someone asks where you live. Here's how you say, in the state of California. Listen and repeat.
В штаті Каліфорнія.
Now you say, in the state of California.
В штаті Каліфорнія.
Did you remember to use the
V
for in? You can hardly hear it if you do it right. Avoid the temptation to say V shtate. There's no uh sound between the
V
and the word. Listen and repeat.
В штаті. В штаті.
How do you say in the state of California?
В штаті Каліфорнія.
How would you say in the city?
В місті.
Here too, avoid the temptation to insert an a sound after the
v.
Say it again. In the city.
В місті.
How would you say in the city of San Francisco?
В місті Сан-Франциско.
Suppose you live in a suburb of New York or San Francisco or London. Here's how you say not far from. Listen and repeat.
Недалеко від. Недалеко від.
How would you say not far from San Francisco?
Недалеко від Сан-Франциско.
You might say, I am from San Francisco. Here's the word from. Listen and repeat.
З. З.
How would you say, I am from San Francisco?
Я з Сан-Франциско.
Do you remember how to ask, how does one get to?
Як доїхати до?
What is the word for stadium?
Стадіон.
How do you ask, how do I get to the stadium?
Як доїхати до стадіону?
Did you remember to add the
U
to
стадіон?
Ask again. How do I get to the stadium?
Як доїхати до стадіону?
The
з
and
від
that you've just learned require some changes. That is, not far from is
недалеко від.
If you're going to say not far from London, you have to add an
a
to
London.
How would you say not far from London?
Недалеко від Лондона.
In the same way,
з
is how you say from. How do you say, I am from London?
Я з Лондона.
Here again, you add an
а
to
London
following the
з.
How would a Ukrainian tell you, I am from Donetsk?
Я з Донецька.
Here's how you would say, I am from Kiev. Listen and repeat.
Я з Києва. Я з Києва.
Suppose she's from Odessa. Since
Odessa
ends in an
a,
she would change the
a
to a
e.
How would she say, I'm from Odessa?
Я з Одеси.
In this case, Kiev ends in an
a
sound and Odessa in an
e.
You want to speak Ukrainian correctly, and these endings are part of doing so. But as you're learning, do not worry if you make a mistake with some of the endings. Ukrainians will be delighted that you're trying to learn Ukrainian at all. Now, suppose you meet someone in your compartment on a train, and the two of you start to get acquainted. Try to say that you're from New York.
Я з Нью-Йорка.
How would she say, I'm from Kiev?
Я з Києва.
How would you ask a woman, are you Ukrainian?
Ви українка?
Even if she's from Kiev, she might not be Ukrainian, but perhaps Russian. Listen and repeat.
Я росіянка. Я росіянка.
Here's how a man would say, I'm Russian. Listen and repeat.
Я росіянин. Я росіянин.
There are many nationalities in Ukraine, and you certainly cannot be expected to learn the names of all of them. In practical terms, you need to be able to say what nationality you are, and to be aware that not everyone you meet in Ukraine will be Ukrainian. What is the word for a Russian man?
Росіянин.
And what is the word for a Russian woman?
Росіянка.
You meet a Russian woman from Moscow. You might say, but now you live and work in Kiev, right? Listen.
А тепер ви живете і працюєте в Києві, чи не так?
The only new word here is now, or these days. Listen and repeat.
Тепер. Тепер.
You've already learned another word for now. Do you remember it?
Зараз.
The word
зараз
has a kind of at this moment sense. If you're in your hotel room and someone you're supposed to meet calls you on the phone, you might want to know where he or she is calling from. In this situation, ask, Where are you now?
Де ви зараз?
By contrast, if an old friend whom you've not seen in years calls you, you might want to catch up a bit and ask, Where do you live now? Ask this.
Де ви тепер живете?
How do you say now in the sense of at this particular time or right now?
Зараз.
And how do you say now in the sense of these days or currently?
Тепер.
Listen and repeat the whole question. But now you live and work in Kiev, right?
А тепер ви живете і працюєте в Києві, чи не так?
Now say, but now you live and work in Kiev, right?
А тепер ви живете і працюєте в Києві, чи не так?
Your acquaintance tells you that Moscow is a beautiful, historical, and modern city. Listen.
Це красиве, історичне і сучасне місто.
The new word here is
красиве,
meaning beautiful, handsome, good-looking. It's used for people as well as places, and for both men and women. How do you say beautiful, handsome, good-looking?
Красивий. Красивий.
Say, it's a beautiful city. The word
місто
ends in an O sound, which means that it is neuter. So we use
красиве
instead.
Це красиве місто.
How would you say, that's a beautiful hat?
Це красива шапка.
Another new word for you is historic. Listen and repeat.
Історичний. Історичний.
How would you say it's an historic city?
Це історичне місто.
Here's how to say, it's a modern or contemporary city. Listen and repeat.
Це сучасне місто. Це сучасне місто.
How do you say, it's a modern city?
Це сучасне місто.
Do you remember how to say, I need a dictionary?
Мені потрібний словник.
If you're in a conversation with a Ukrainian speaker and you get stuck, you might say, Wait a moment, I have a dictionary. Say that.
Зачекайте, у мене є словник.
You won't need a dictionary for numbers and days of the week, however, because you'll use them a lot. Let's just take a moment to repeat the days of the week. Say Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday.
Середа, вівторок, понеділок.
Say Thursday, Saturday, Friday.
Четвер, субота, п'ятниця.
How do you say Sunday?
Неділя.
And now, let's review some numbers you just learned in the last lesson. How do you say 50?
50.
Remember, there's a difference in Ukrainian between the T numbers, like 50, 60, 70, 80, and the teen numbers, like 15, 16, 17, 18. What is the teen ending?
Нацять.
And what is the T ending, as in 50?
Десят.
If that sounds like the word 10, it is. So, when you're saying 50, 60, and so forth, you're saying...
П'ятдесят.
5-10.
Шістдесят.
6-10, and so on. Say the numbers 50, 60.
П'ятдесят. Шістдесят.
Now say 80, 70.
80, 70.
And how do you say 90, 100?
90, 100.
These numbers will be important to you not only for expressing amounts of money, but also for shopping. Since Ukraine, like most of the rest of the world, is on a metric system, an American will need to convert sizes. A 6-foot man, for example, is 183 centimeters tall. How would you say 183?
183.
A good phrasebook will have size conversions. And of course, there's no substitute for trying something on. How do you ask, may I try it on?
Можна поміряти?
Suppose you want a gray hat. Say, I need a gray hat.
Мені потрібна сіра шапка.
How do you say, this one doesn't fit? Use
це,
which can refer to anything, not just to hats.
Це не підходить.
Ask, do you have a size larger?
У вас є на розмір більше?
Ask, do you have a size smaller?
У вас є на розмір менше?
Suppose you've found one that fits. Say, this fits well.
Це якраз добре.
Still, you'll probably want to see what it looks like on you. Ask, do you have a mirror?
У вас є дзеркало?
The sales clerk points to one on the other side of the store. How would she say, over there, across the way?
Там, напроти.
You like it and decide to buy it. How would the sales clerk ask, is that all?
Це все?
It is. Say, thank you very much.
Велике спасибі.
The sales clerk responds, don't mention it. Say this.
Нема за що.
Clearly, for this transaction, you've not needed an interpreter. But in other cases, you might. Do you remember the word for interpreter?
Перекладач.
How would you say, I need an interpreter?
Мені потрібний перекладач.
And how would you say, I need a doctor?
Мені потрібний лікар.
Let's hope your needs will be simpler. Suppose you're going to a concert, but you need a ticket. How do you say, I need a ticket?
Мені потрібний білет.
How do you say, I'm going to a concert tonight?
Я іду сьогодні ввечері на концерт.
Did you remember to use...
На.
Remember, in general, if you go to a place, you use...
В.
But if you attend a function, you use...
На.
How do you say, I'm going to a concert tonight?
Я іду сьогодні ввечері на концерт.
How would you say, I'm going to the opera tonight?
Я іду сьогодні ввечері в оперу.
It's necessary to change the
«а»
on the end of
«опера»
to
«у».
Again, how do you say, I'm going to the opera tonight?
Я іду сьогодні ввечері в оперу.
But you're going to the opera or a concert, and you need a ticket. Ask, tell me, please, where is the box office?
Скажіть, будь ласка, де каса?
If you ask a Ukrainian that question, you might hear something like this. Over there, you see? Can you say that?
Он там, бачите?
By American standards, opera and concert tickets are inexpensive in Ukraine. How do you say one karbovanets?
Один карбованець.
And how do you say one kopek?
Одна копійка.
Копійка
is feminine, so you had to change
один
to
одна.
Say again, one kopek.
Одна копійка.
Now ask, when does the concert end?
Коли закінчується концерт?
Let's assume you're going to meet some friends at the concert. How would you tell another person with you, they, meaning your friends, will be at the concert?
Вони будуть на концерті.
Tell the same person about your friends. They are businessmen.
Вони бізнесмени.
Did you add the
«и»
to make the word plural? Try it with tourists. Say, they are tourists.
Вони туристи.
Speaking of people with schedules, here's an interesting expression composed of words you know. You might use it when you glance at your watch and see that an appointed time has come. Listen and repeat.
Вже час. Вже час.
Most directly it means, it's already time to do something. That something is usually clear from context. Time to start an excursion, time to begin a meeting, time to leave for the airport, or whatever. Try it again. Imagine you're supposed to be meeting some friends for the concert. You glance at your watch and say, it's time.
Вже час.
And now it's time for some review. For example, if you're trying to get around town on your own, you might want to buy a map of the metro system. Ask, do you have a map of the metro?
У вас є схема метро?
Ask someone, do you know where the central stadium is?
Ви не знаєте, де центральний стадіон?
Suppose a couple of friends tell you they're going to a movie. Ask, are you going together?
Ви йдете разом?
Tell them, they say it's a good film.
Говорять, що це добрий фільм.
Ask, are you going by taxi?
Ви їдете на таксі?
In this case, you used
їдете,
not
ідете.
Because even though this is one of those shorter in-town trips, your question focuses on the conveyance, so you use the distance or vehicle form of to go. Ask again, are you going by taxi?
Ви їдете на таксі?
Do you remember the other means of transportation we've introduced? What is the word for bus?
Автобус.
What is the word for streetcar?
Трамвай.
Do you remember the word for electric bus?
Тролейбус.
How about some telephone phrases? What do you say when you answer the phone in your room?
Слухаю вас.
And what do you say when you are the caller?
Алло.
How do you identify yourself on the phone? Say, for example, this is Mr. Thompson speaking.
Це говорить містер Томпсон.
If you don't recognize the voice on the other end of the line, you may need to ask, excuse me, with whom am I speaking?
Вибачте, з ким я говорю?
Say, I have a request of you.
У мене до вас прохання.
The request is that you want to postpone a meeting. Ask, could we meet later?
Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше?
You offer a time. Say, let's say at 3:00.
Скажімо, о 3:00.
Good luck. That is...
На все добре.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.